If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean, is this going to be the day there's a verdict on the rest of the charges against Sean P. Diddy?
I am certainly not a legal expert, but I would say yes. If Sean Diddy Combs jury came up with verdicts for four of the five charges, and they had some disagreement, I guess, with some of the jurors on the main charge, which is racketeering, the most difficult to prove, the one that carries the heaviest prison sentence. My guess is that they're going to try to finish this whole thing up today. So the judge, yesterday told them continue your deliberating, and he's sort of making it sound like, you're not leaving until you get this finished.
Exactly.
I don't think they're sequestered. I don't know for sure, but I would think that they're, probably pretty done with all the lurid details of this whole thing and want to finish it up a little bit. So
you'd think.
Hopefully we'll get a verdict and, we can move on from here to some other salacious celebrity story.
There'll be something. The verdict is in on the bear, and it's all good because it's coming back for more, even though they just dropped the new season.
Yeah, season four just dropped. I haven't watched any of them yet, and I've only heard mixed reviews from people so far who have watched the whole thing. I will get around to it, but yesterday FX greenlit a fifth season of the Emmy-winning series. Season five is due sometime in 2026. So they haven't given any details at all about what we might be expecting, but it continues to have huge audiences. People love this show. Jeremy Allen White will be back. Ayo Edebiri will be back. Ebon Moss, Bacharach. We know that a lot of the major characters all are going to be back with the new season. So we'll keep an eye on that, and when we hear any details about when season five will be coming, we'll certainly let you know.
I wonder how they decide whether to drop all of the episodes of a show at once, as they did with The Bear, or just maybe one a week.
One at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what their thought process is with that. I think people like dropping everything all at once.
Yeah, so they can binge.
So they can binge and, move on to the next thing. And I can see the logic in that because there's so much to that's available to watch right now. It's not like the old days where you had to, sit and wait for a new episode of Dallas to come out.
Yeah, and you got to remember some cases the show that you haven't watched for a while.
Yeah. Right? So I can see the logic in that, but some of the shows, I believe this new Sex and the City spinoff, And So It Goes, I believe that's a 1 week at a time thing that's on HBO Max.
Yes, true.
Right now. So, maybe, I don't know, maybe it has to do with being able to follow the plot lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just happy whenever, if there's a Welcome Back, Cotter marathon someplace, I'm happy.
Next time you're interviewing a director or producer involved in one of these shows, maybe an interesting question would be, which do you prefer and how do you decide?
Yeah, it's interesting. The trailer for the new movie from director Christopher Nolan, who gave us Oppenheimer and Dark Knight and so many amazing movies. The trailer for his new movie came out yesterday, but he will only allow his trailers to be shown theatrically, not on, not streaming someplace or at a small venue. So I wonder if the directors have a say on
maybe
how their series are going to be presented.
Dean, I can't believe so many people are watching Squid Game.
People love it. It has broken a record at Netflix. It is now the most watched series of all time. The new season, their third and final season, debuted last Friday. And it drew 60.1 million views, setting a new high for Netflix. That it makes it Netflix's ninth most watched non-English television show on the streaming platform. So people are loving it, despite it being a little bit violent. Nobody seems to mind that. At all. So I think this is the one where the whole season has dropped. We're talking, you know, about whether or not it's one at a time or the whole season. And I think people are sitting and binging the whole thing with that.
Apparently. I saw the trailer for the new Jurassic movie. Spielberg doesn't have anything to do with these now, does he?
No, he does not. And that is more than obvious when you actually see the movie. The dinosaurs are back, but that's about it, really. I mean, I guess it's sort of based on the original premise that they reanimate what was thought to be extinct dinosaurs from the first movie, and now the kind of the premise of this new movie, Jurassic World Rebirth, is that they think that some of the dinosaurs were left on a deserted island where they were doing experiments. So they have mutant dinosaurs and, you know, weird collections of dinosaurs now. A group of mercenaries go to this island to collect DNA samples for medical research. And there they encounter traditional and weird-looking creatures on land, in the water, and in the air. We've got Scarlett Johansson headlining this time, Mahershala Ali, Jonathan Bailey, who lead this cast on this expedition. But I think it may be time to make the dinosaurs extinct again. I think the enough is enough now. This movie felt like, remember when generic brands first came out, and there would be the name brand product on the shelf, and then the generic brand, and the generic brand never was quite as good. It never tasted as good. It never looked as good. It was just a cheap knockoff, and that's what this movie is, in my opinion. A very, very generic knockoff of the original movies. It doesn't have the heart and soul of the original movies. It's almost like they went down a checklist of things that need to be in a dinosaur movie and just threw them into this film. It was remarkably disappointing, in my opinion. There are a few, chase moments that are okay, but they come fairly late into the film. It takes a while for this movie to get going. There is some beautiful cinematography, landscapes and things like that, but most of the movie is intentionally dark and hard to see because it's set in a jungle. So you've got that to deal with in this movie. The biggest, the biggest thing for me was there is no heart and soul really in this movie. There is no moral, most
like Spielberg would put in,
like Spielberg would have put in. If a movie doesn't have a story, a movie is just pretty empty to me, and that's what this one is. I wound up giving it a Dean's List C minus. Gave it a Dean's List C minus. I was pretty disappointed. That said, I'm sure it's going to make a ton of money over the weekend. I'm sure people are going to go see. You can go make up your own mind with this.
You're probably right. They'll
go. You want to get out of the heat, get away from the NASCAR engines roaring.
Yeah, hear a dinosaur roar.
There you go. You can go watch some dinosaurs.
Dean Cook's on WGN-TV around 9:30 or so in the morning on Wednesdays, and we're told you're going to be making some pizzas. I hope these aren't cheap knockoff pizzas, Dean.
No. These are real deal pizzas. My pizza on the grill segment that I do them several times a year, but always for 4th of July weekend, because I think it's such a great thing to do on the grill if you're having, you know, doing something for the 4th of July. You know, burgers and hot dogs are great. Whatever it is that you're doing on the grill is great. But you throw a pizza on there, they're so easy, so simple. That will really make your party. And so we've got four different recipes that we're going to do. One of them is by far the most requested recipe of all the cooking segments that I've done. It is my barbecue chicken and caramelized onion pizza that I do. It's just I for convenience sake on TV, I use those pre-baked pizza crusts, and I think if you're doing them at home, especially outside, it's like super easy to do it. You just toast up the pizza crust a little bit. You put a little thin layer of barbecue sauce on there. I took a rotisserie chicken and chopped it up with some barbecue sauce, caramelized some onions. That goes on top.
Yeah, sounds good.
Little mozzarella. It is the most delicious pizza. So I'll show you how to make it. I've got all the recipes that we're posting. It's all coming up at 9:35 this morning.
Do you deliver?
Extra charge for delivery.
Thank you, Dean.